I think Aida is a love story, a very beautiful love story, not only between Aida and Rodimus, but also the love that Amneris has for Rodimus and her country, the love that Amonasro has for his country and his boy's daughter. So I think the initial, if I had to use it in one word, love, it's a love story. It's very tragic because, you know, Aida's in love with the enemy. Amneris is also in love with Rodimus, but he's not in love with her, so that's tragic. Amonasro is in love with his country and needs to protect his country and his daughter, but yet he winds up getting killed. And so, yeah, it's tragic in most ways. It has some beauty in it, but well, I guess it simulates what love is sometimes. It can be quite tragic. For each character that I play, I have to have some type of connection to the character. It's very difficult for me to play roles that I have no connection to. One thing that's different between me and Aida is that I don't think I will be in love with the enemy, you know, and if I did, I would try to fight those feelings. But I try to put myself in her shoes and try to figure out, well, if I were in love with the enemy, if you will, you know, how would that make me feel? So you really have to understand what love is and how to be loved and how to give love first before you even try to add in the element of him being the enemy. So you look at the human side of the person first and then go, oh, okay, by the way, he's the, you know, leader of the Egyptian army. That's one thing I try to connect with because that's where the biggest conflict and that's where the most layers are. I mean, obviously I love my father because he's my father, you know, obviously I love my country because that's where I grew up. Those things are obvious, but what's not obvious is why she has this love for Rodimus. I actually did an open-air Aida in Orange a couple of summers ago, and I thought it was quite magical and beautiful. There's something about singing the Nile sing in open air that makes me more connected to the scene than just having to sing it in the house. The whole scene is supposed to be taking place outside the big temple. So I always feel that scene should have an outdoor feel anyway. And so when I'm actually outdoors, I'm actually more comfortable. It's weird. I shouldn't be so comfortable. I should be worried about the wind and the bugs and the rain. And then, you know, it's too hot, too cold or whatever. But it's something about singing O Patria Mia outside that makes it feel more authentic. All I said was, wow. And I just sat and waited because I quite didn't understand how that set is going to fit into the storyline of Aida. Because, you know, we're all used to the traditional Egyptian theme that, you know, Aida's based around. And none of the set says Egypt anywhere, you know, maybe a few places, but not all the places. But, you know, it's coming along fine. And I am going with what Graham wants, and I'm going to try to make it work. Because it's not that we need to base it in Egypt. I'm not thinking about that now. I'm thinking about telling the story, and I think that it's like picking this story up out of Egypt and just putting it into another situation, and that's how I'm approaching it. Oh, I love break-ins. You know, it rains a bit much here, but I don't care. I like it. I really do enjoy being here. I feel really comfortable. The atmosphere is really nice and wonderful and sweet. So, you know, I'm having a blast. I went one day to go to Lindau. I took the ferry over because I love ferries. We just went over, had lunch, and came back, but it was really nice. I saw a little bit of Lindau, but not much. I can do some things, but, you know, being the title role, you can't move too much. You know, you have to kind of, you know, pace yourself and be careful and all the above, you know. The face is similar to the Statue of Liberty. The torch and the book, I mean, it just speaks Statue of Liberty. But I think his concept is just, it's not really particularly, it wasn't based on the Statue of Liberty. It was just based on a theme. So, I mean, you just have those similarities. That's all.